Do not be deceived in these last days. Free. No charge allowed. Measure your spirit, measure yourself, and improve includes handbook and scriptures, links to podcasts, reference material, and a calculation tool for scoring yourself and measuring your spirit, your emotions, and your earth suit, brought to you by Jesus Christ, through his servant, Rick Evans. The work is of my hands, but not of my mind, the work is of the spirit, and the work is for you. The work is of love, a reminder to man, that God is God forever, before creation even began. In all that love can give, and all that love can do, it is best expressed, in Jesus' death for you. Reject it or accept it, that's for you to choose, to test if this is God's work, the Bible you must use. Vain interpretations, scripture bent by man, to suit man's own purpose, to be their own I am. I sent you all my prophets, being different they were scorned, I sent my son to pay your price, him man also scorned. I cried out, called and knocked, I have done all that I can, this work will lead you to my word, the word of the Almighty I am. This book is the handbook to measure your spirit. It is not available in printed form. It is an ebook, ISBN 0-620-36172-7. The copyright on this book is open to anyone copying its contents, but its use is limited to its being used in the context of the above book and more importantly the context of the whole Old King James Bible. Please take special note of the warning on the next page. This book must be given as a love gift and received as one too. Nothing is to be exchanged for it, either money or goods. The full book, named The Army of God, took over 3 years and it was the work of the Holy Spirit and not mine. I was commanded by Almighty God not to charge even a cost price for this book but to pass it on free of charge. This command is for everyone who has anything to do with this handbook. Acknowledgements: I acknowledge the following people's efforts in assisting me in preparing this book and thank them for their loving contributions. My wife and children, who gave up a lot of family time for the production of this book and who supported me in so many ways through the 3.5 years it took to write the book, The Army of God. Rick Myers, who has a global ministry and has provided the Bible software called eSword. All the scripture quoted in this book is copied from God Almighty's Word, made available through his software. I strongly suggest that if you do not have a good Bible study resource, you download this software. Jesus Christ told him to make it available at no cost to the world to further his kingdom, and he has done it obediently. May you be blessed, Rick, for all that your free giving has done for the kingdom of God. You can visit Rick's site at www.e-sword.net, http://www.e-sword.net, and I would encourage you to support his ministry financially too. Most of all, I acknowledge my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for coming to my rescue on so many occasions and defeating the evil one when everything around me appeared to be stacked against me, trying to stop me continuing his work. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the quiet comfort and guidance, for the assurance that I was doing the Father's will, and for strength to continue against the odds. My Father, who loves me despite me taking so long and failing time and time again. I acknowledge his hand upon me, and that many times I had to go back and address the quality. I am not a writer with a gifted style, whose words flow and are easily readable, and for the associated podcasts, professionally delivered, they are just real. So I thank the Holy Spirit for providing the ability and obedience to serve both God and you, the reader and listener. May all the praise and glory for this work rest entirely in the hands of God Almighty, Father and ruler of the universe, Holy Spirit, who is our comfort and guide, and Jesus Christ, the Son and Savior of our world. Email thetimelessjourney@multidimensionalthinkers.com should you wish to communicate with me. Your little brother in Jesus Christ, he who loves us despite everything, Rick Evans. Prologue. Through this guide you will gain a good idea of where you stand and what you need to do to become stronger. Many have become disillusioned with the church organizations, and we know that there will be a great falling away in these last days. This is how to understand the true body of Christ, and more specifically where you as an individual believer in Jesus Christ fits in. The body of Christ spans all time, Of all people who have truly given themselves to God's word, and have accepted the blood of the Messiah, whom we now know is Jesus Christ, to grant them forgiveness by God, as they forgive all others, and themselves. The body of Christ consists of individuals from all denominational churches at congregational level. No organization goes to heaven, only people can go to heaven. These are not ruled by a minister, priest, pastor, archbishop, pope, or even angelic beings. No, the body of Christ is ruled by Jesus Christ and by Jesus Christ alone. Colossians 2:19, Jesus Christ has chosen to send the Holy Spirit as his representative on this earth to guide, teach, and comfort Jesus' body, of which you are a member. 1 Corinthians 12:1, 31 and 13, 1-13, if any person wants to rule over you, or tries to enforce authority over you, they are misled. Luke 22:25, 27, those who do not follow the instruction of Jesus that they ought to be servants to their brothers and sisters in Christ, do not deserve to even be listened to at all. Those who seek or enforce authority over other brothers and sisters, the flock they are to feed, not trap, will all be among those who cry, "Lord, Lord, but we prophesied and healed and taught in your name." Jesus will turn to these and say, "Away from me, you evildoers." Matthew 7:21, 23, Matthew 25:31, 46, "I am terrified of being among these people, and so I have determined to be a member of equal standing with my brothers and sisters, and in fact consider every believer in Jesus, irrespective of how man has lifted them up, to be equal to myself before God. In terms of my attitude, I consider myself a little brother to you all and a servant to both you and God Almighty. If anyone thinks that they have divine authority among believers, they are not humble before God, and as such will be punished for it. You, my friend, are a team player, the body has many members." Colossians 2:19, "There is only one captain, Jesus Christ, whom the Holy Spirit makes known to us on a continual basis." I want to be very clear on this next point, as Satan will try to twist this in your head. You must listen to the word of God being preached. God has called certain people to preach, but they do not have authority over you. It is important that you draw the distinction between the authority to preach, which is a gift God gives to his servants, and the authority to make you do or think things. It works like this. Someone preaches to you, and sometimes even quotes scripture too, just like I am doing in this book. You then take the message and accept this message as gospel truth. No. 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 1,000 times no. You do not accept it as gospel truth until you have studied the scriptures in their context and studied the message preached within the context of the Word of God with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, who is your teacher, John 14:26, and makes things known to you. God said that his people perish because they lack knowledge. Hosea 4:6, you do not have the right picture. If you are one of these who simply accept what you are told instead of reading the Bible and measuring everything said against the Bible, then you will perish. You will be misled. You may even be led into hell. And why? Pure laziness and no passion for reading the Word of God, and dare I say, no real love for God or your eternal salvation. Sorry that came out so harsh, but I am not allowed to change it. I, as the messenger, am apologizing, but Jesus Christ is not. God sees his children being misled and is angry with them because of their complacency. In fact, he has already said in the Bible that if you are not hot, passionate, for his cause and his word, he will spit you out of his mouth, Revelation 3:15, 19. My friend, make a choice. Either become as close to a Jesus fanatic, hot, as possible, or get out of the church, eat, drink, and be merry. Soon you will die, and then all that awaits you is hell. Your choice. So why are there people like this in the Church of Jesus Christ? Three main reasons, really. One, people are lazy and do not want to read the Bible themselves, or join a Bible study. They want to be spoon-fed and do not care even if what they are fed is garbage or poison. They also do not mind going once a month. Sometimes, the more conscious probably go once a week. the old, sick, and those in trouble would probably go once a week, all the time searching for a quick fix to their physical condition. Wanting to get some kind of reassurance, but walking out once again unfulfilled. The preacher who lords it over the flock, has failed if he has not made every effort to help these people to see the truth about themselves. He will be judged very harshly for such negligence. 2. People are misled to believe that the person in charge has some special link between himself and God. They think that only the preacher has this special link. I once thought that too, many of my friends did too. I know that there are probably more than half of those in the Church of Christ who fall into this category. Satan has kept so many Christians locked away from experiencing the beautiful personal relationship that Jesus, through his Holy Spirit, wants to share with them. Now I know that many who preach are not aware that many of their flock may be feeling or thinking this, but their job is to make disciples. A disciple of Jesus Christ is not just someone who mindlessly follows a bunch of rules, traditions, do's and don'ts. No, a disciple is someone who has a personal relationship with God, who praises the Father, thanks the Son and has a personal relationship with Jesus, through the communication with the Holy Spirit. I have seen many who preach, lose their ministry because they never address this issue within their church. Why don't they? Simple. They are too proud. Too happy with their status. Pleased that they are making a difference. When all the while, they are, if not consciously then subconsciously depriving God of a personal relationship with his children. Beware, my brothers and sisters who preach. If this is happening in your church, your ministry will be taken away from you and given to someone who will preach on how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Who will preach about the fact that the Holy Spirit is our teacher and comforter, and that if they will just listen, they will hear his voice and they will follow him. 3. Subconsciously and sometimes consciously, people think that well, I will go to church, might even say a few prayers, read my Bible and be a good person. If there is a last judgment, then I will tell God that it was all my preacher's fault. Well, it's time someone burst your happy little bubble and made you face reality. You will go to hell because you did not do what you were supposed to do. You had no passion for God. You did not really care. For you it was just a happy little club. Your preacher may or may not be at fault. He will pay for his part in it, but you will get no lightening of your sentence. The preacher's job is to preach, not to make your life cool and fuzzy. He has a job given to him by God Almighty. He is to preach the uncompromising word of God, the Most High, ruler and creator and destroyer of the entire universe. Your job is to keep your mind from evil, your body will follow your mind, and grow your spirit in God's Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, who is his holy word. So how do you do this? Read How to Measure Your Spirit, and use this handbook to click through the scriptures that are hyperlinked, copied from the e-sword.net software, and as agreed, provided free of charge to you. On the far left-hand side of the page are hyperlinked codes, each of which points to a podcast, in English, that explores that scripture from the perspective of what you are measuring. Your scores will not always be high, because God will show you more and more about himself, and you will find more and more to hand over to him to fix in you. None of us will be physically perfect when we hatch out of our earth suits, our physical body dies, but the more we mature spiritually while in our earth suits, the healthier we grow spiritually, and the more ready we are when we do enter heaven. Turn to Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, discover Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, enjoy Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, trust Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, submit to Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, forgive like Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, hear Holy Spirit, share Jesus Christ, search God's original word, share Jesus Christ, obey God's original word, share Jesus Christ, honor Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, love Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ, share Jesus Christ. And enjoy your journey with Holy Spirit as he shows you God's word, Jesus Christ, and our Father's deep, deep, love for each one of us, personally, and individually, exactly as we are, in the middle of our mess. None of us should ever be anxious or concerned about our scores, for if we have given your life to Jesus Christ, just tell him, he is listening, and forgiven everyone of everything, including ourselves, then we can learn through Holy Spirit, who gently, and lovingly, leads you, and I, through our individual self-measurement, to grow up to be all you, and I, can be, and making the most of this short time on earth. Human needs background. I would like to now explore the needs of all humans first and how we are made up. Think of yourself as a set of three spheres, one inside the other. 1. The spiritual area of your life is the center sphere. 2. The emotional is your middle sphere within which the spiritual sphere resides. 3. The physical area of your life is the outer sphere or layer, which is that area of your life through which you experience this physical world. A table showing you and your needs. Your center needs spiritual survival, eternal salvation, prayer, quiet time with God, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, forgiving all others basic, encouragement, prayer partners, group Bible study, problems for spiritual exercise, understanding God's will for you. General, friends, desires, understanding the spiritual world, being in constant dialogue with Jesus, a ministry middle layer emotional, ability to cry and laugh, ability to forgive yourself, someone to talk to, someone who loves you, someone to love. A clear conscience, encouragement, someone who will listen without judging, someone who lovingly shows you your faults, someone who accepts you exactly as you are. A listening ear to which you can unload, peaceful environment to recharge, someone you can help, ability to control your emotions, ability to detect the spiritual atmosphere through your emotions. Outer layer physical, entering the world, breathing, sheltering, water, extracting nutrition. Clothing, health, exercise, sound mind, working body. Friends, desires met, knowledge, intelligence, areas to still grow in. These are just some of these needs. What is important to note is that you are a complex creation. Why should we show your needs at three different layers? In answering this, we must refer to the table above. The block where survival, heading on the left of the table above, and outer layer physical, heading on the top of the table above, meet is the minimum requirement for existence. A balloon can be popped easily because it has a thin outer layer. So too your physical layer can easily be penetrated. If that person has nothing in any of their emotional and spiritual blocks, they are just like this balloon, having nothing but hot air within it. They have nothing to fall back on when they receive a hard knock. The impact of such a hard knock is often extremely serious. On the other hand, you have people who have solid spiritual, emotional, and physical layers who can handle the most horrific of life storms very easily. This is what we must strive to achieve. How to grow spiritually? Now we will look at each one of the spiritual needs and at how to address each of them. You will need to do what the Holy Spirit has laid on your heart to do for each of those for which you scored less than 10 out of 10. Emotional and physical issues should be addressed by the relevant specialists in their fields, but always ensure they align with what you have discovered in God's Word. Spiritual, survival needs, eternal salvation. You will need to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ spelled out in the section titled Escape from Eternal Death earlier in this book, which covers your relationship with Jesus Christ. Prayer, you need to spend time communicating with God. You do not need to say fancy words, simply talk to Jesus as though he were right in front of you, because in fact that is exactly where he is. Looking into your eyes, every second of the day he cares deeply about you. Share everything with him, your worries and fears, your happiness and success, your friends and family members' situations. Bring all these to him, by telling him. Tell it from your heart and do not hide anything. He sees right into your deepest thoughts and desires, so share these with him, because he wants you to. Speak to him and thank him for what you have asked for. Thank him every day, even when you see no change in the situation. Trust him to the end. He will come through for you. Pray that he will show you his will for your life. The most powerful prayer is to pray the prayer Jesus taught us while reverently understanding each word, Matthew 6:9-13, quiet time with God, set aside a time where you do not ask for anything, do not really talk to him about anything. Just ask him to be present with you, to sit with you and talk to you through your thoughts. Any emotions and thoughts which suggest you do evil indicate the presence of evil. Tell the evil one that you are covered by the blood of Jesus and that they have no right to interfere when you are busy with Jesus. Tell them that in the name of Jesus they have to leave you, and they will. James 4:7, the presence of God is characterized by pure peace. Confirm whatever you hear from God through discussions with others and by finding supporting, in context, verses in the Bible, God's Word, before acting on it. Often we try to get God to approve of our desired way of having our prayers answered. Do not do this. God has an even better plan for you than you can imagine. Do not limit him by praying for how he should solve your problem. Let him surprise you, because he loves to do that. Indwelling of the Holy Spirit, Jesus made it clear to the disciples that they had to wait in Jerusalem for the gift of the Holy Spirit that would give them power, Acts 1:8, encouragement, be their teacher, comforter, and guide. John 14:26, trying to operate behind enemy lines, Satan's kingdom, this earth, without the Holy Spirit living within you, will lock you into religion and will not free you to enjoy Jesus in this life. If you do not feel fulfilled, then you have either never asked the Holy Spirit into your life or you have offended him so much he has left you. You will still go to heaven if you accepted the free gift of Jesus Christ, as this can only be lost if you openly declare that you do not serve Jesus Christ. But the Holy Spirit will leave your presence when he sees you are not listening anymore. But even if you ask him back a million times, he will always return, because he loves you and wants to help you, provided you want to listen to his words and change. Naturally, anything he asks you to do will never contradict anything in the Bible, because the Bible is the Word of God. This is why you must get to know the Bible well. It is a surefire differentiator between Satan's trying to mislead you and God's trying to help you through his Holy Spirit. Forgiving all others, this issue has been so fought by Satan. He has hidden it, even from members of the church. There is only one offense according to the Bible that Jesus promises his children will be punished through torture and torment on this earth. It is so evil in God's sight that it carries with it the highest penalty, second only to spiritual death. You will be tormented until you forgive others, Matthew 18:21-35, Matthew 18:34-35, Matthew 6:14-15. Satan wants to torment you, and because of this he does not want you to discover you can legally get out of his hands and live a beautiful life free from this torment. Forgiving others is easy to do. Forgiving means giving up the right to revenge, and even to the point of forgetting that it happened. Jesus Christ is the only judge, not you. He may have died for that particular situation for which you hold someone else responsible. You no longer have any right to it. Jesus goes so far as to say that if you do not forgive others, then not only will you be tormented on earth, but God will also not forgive you after your death. This means that a condition of Jesus' forgiveness to you is that you must forgive everyone who has wronged you. Now I know, and you know, that there are situations that you got mad about and then buried in the back of your mind. You cannot remember them, but the Holy Spirit searches the innermost parts of you, 1 Corinthians 2:10, and can see each and every one. If you ask him, he will show you each one, and he will help you to forgive them from your heart. When I did this 6 years ago, I did not think there were more than 10 or so people that I needed to forgive. Well, about 3 hours later, a lot of tears, much wrestling with myself, often not wanting to forgive people for what they had done to me, my friends, loved ones, etc. Since then I do not let a day go by where I do not clean up the forgiveness problems of the day. In fact, I forgive as I or those I love am wronged. People do not understand it, but then again, that is not surprising, they do not understand God, how can they understand forgiving? The revelation brought me to a crossroads. If I wanted Jesus to forgive me when I did not deserve it from him, I needed to forgive these people, from my heart, giving up the right to dislike them. I had to then approach them, and lovingly tell them what they had done that had hurt me and then to forgive them openly. Some of them did not even know that they had even hurt me, but were thankful that our relationship was restored afterwards. Satan wasn't. I do not promise you freedom from sickness, pain, psychological, physical and every other problem on this planet that is caused by the tormentor, the devil, God does. Provided you forgive everyone, everything that you are hurting about. Even those you have forgotten hurt you. He will place a hedge, protective barrier, around you and protect you. Job 1, 10, Hast not thou made an hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side? But if you have unforgiveness, which becomes bitterness, which becomes hatred, which can spill over into actions, then Satan the tormentor has the biblical right to hurt and torment you until you forgive everyone else. Of course, being the sneak, and a whole bunch of words I would like to use but want, he has hidden this truth from you, until now. Do it. Forgive them. All of them. The way Jesus has forgiven you. Do not delay forgiving others for any reason, your sanity depends on this, as does your peace, prosperity, and well-being. Refer to the play on salvation at the end of this book, which helps with more specific directions on how to forgive everyone. I warn you, no, in fact God warns you, John 10:10, Satan will steal this from your memory as fast as he can so that he can continue to have the right to cause you pain. Blog: to enlist in the army of God you need to have accepted Jesus Christ and you must be baptized, complete submersion, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. You must forgive everyone who has ever done any wrong to you and you must make a conscious decision to never remember their sins against you again. It is easy if you let go and give it to God. To fight in the army of God, we do not fight physically with anyone, or anything, but spiritually, and in love for all people, you need to apply what is in the Word of God. God has highlighted how to apply many things in His Word in this book. But this remains just a book and the Bible remains the Word of life handed down through the ages whose words were given by God and whose words are guarded by God. I strongly recommend either the Old King James Bible 1611. The Holy Spirit understands His Word and Jesus tells us that it is He who is our only teacher. Satan cannot stop us, he and the demonic forces are terrified of us. The only tool Satan has is to lie. Do not trust the world or your senses when they contradict the Bible, which is the only real truth in existence in our physical world. Finally I ask, no I plead with you. Do not make of me any more than what I am. God chose me to pass on this message to you. There is no difference between you and I. You are more likely a better person than I. This may be the talent I have been given. But you have talents too. Use them in the service of God. And may the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the guidance, strength, comfort, and peace of the Holy Spirit be on, in and around you and remain with you through all the battles you must still face in His service. If I never get to see you this side of heaven, I look forward to meeting you there. Because I love all my brothers and sisters, I am so blessed. I have so many. And if you are my brother or sister, guess what? So do you, and there are untold billions who have gone to meet our Lord already, as well as some who give their lives to Jesus after reading this book. Your little brother in Jesus Christ, the battle commander of the living and the dead and all that exists. Rick Evans, our Father, who lives in heaven, holy and mighty is your name, please make earth your kingdom, just as heaven is, and show me what you want me to do to make your will on earth, forgive me for all I have done to others and to you, I forgive everyone who has in any way sinned against me, and I will not dwell on their sin again. I ask that you too no longer remember my sins. But only to the extent I have forgiven others, do not allow me to be misguided or mislead into evil, and strengthen my resolve to flee from evil, and places where evil is practiced, deliver me from all those who would seek to trap me, and misuse me because I am yours, you are the beginning and the end, the ever-living and eternal God, Jesus Christ is your Son, Jesus paid for me to become your child, and I thank you and Him for that, I also thank your Holy Spirit for teaching, guiding, and comforting me. Your kingdom is the only one I recognize, your authority is the only one I refuse to disobey, for you have the power and the glory throughout the entire universe, and the greatest feats of man cannot even get out of our solar system. I worship you, Almighty Father, and give all the honor to you forever. Your 2-year-old mentality and personality, child, in constant need of your forgiveness and love. William Evans, may your kingdom take over earth and make it like heaven. Self-test the accompanying podcasts, hyperlinked in this handbook, refer to the manual calculation method used later in this book, as the Excel calculator only came into being after the start of the section on how to measure your earth suit. Test yourself and see if you are living at survival, basic, or general needs level. Test yourself in each of the areas of your life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The ideal is that all three should be balanced. If you are surviving in one area and general in another, then you will be suffering. The principle of testing yourself and measuring your progress is extremely important. To test yourself, you need to measure yourself against a standard. The standard is what the Bible says about each of these areas. You need to then take the standard and measure yourself according to it. What is essential for your growth is that you make a commitment to repeat this exercise at regular intervals throughout your life. You need to measure yourself at least once every 6 months to see how you are progressing. You will need to keep blank copies of the scoring sheet so that you can reevaluate yourself. Read the scripture references in your Bible and measure yourself against these standards. The first criteria, an example of how to score on your sheet, each of the 5 spiritual needs should be scored out of 10. 1. Pray before reading further. Holy Spirit, you have been sent to teach me, guide and counsel me. Open my eyes to the words of God for my life right now. Help me to see myself through your eyes and to honestly judge where I am currently. Show me what I need to do to become what you want me to be. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who bled and died to take away my sin and who I have accepted as the sole payment for my sin and who is my Lord and Savior. Amen. 2. Read the Bible references for that one criterion. Provided below, e.g. survival, eternal salvation. See exercise 1 below. 3. It is important to remember that the self-test table provides some scripture references, but you can grow even further by using a concordance and finding other scriptures to which you can also apply the criteria. I do not want to limit God Almighty in His walk with you by restricting you to the list in this book. So see this as a training ground upon which you will grow even more once the principles taught in this book have been entrenched into your daily living. 4. Read one scripture passage right through. Write on a card, or underline in your Bible the verse, S, that speak about this criterion. Read these verses a few times over and write down whatever the Holy Spirit puts into your mind. Perhaps you are already doing or partly doing what the Holy Spirit has put in your mind, and He might want you to learn to do it in another way. Perhaps you are not doing what the Holy Spirit has put in your mind at all. In almost every situation where you must change, there will be something you will have to stop doing, people you should no longer associate with, or a change that must come in the work you do, or something similar. Write these down on your card or in the column in your Bible. 5. Score yourself on this scripture. A. You are given a total of 10 points before you start evaluating a part of your life. B. If you are not doing, or only partly doing what the Holy Spirit has put in your mind, score a -1 to be taken off the total of 10 for this criterion. You will need to apply a bit more effort here. See. If you are doing what the Holy Spirit has put in your mind or are doing it and see an opportunity to do even better, then score a 0 to be taken off this criterion. Well done. 6. Read the next scripture and repeat points 4 and 5 until done. One scripture reference a day is normally sufficient unless the Holy Spirit prompts you otherwise. Make this a habit as part of your daily schedule. And think about it regularly during the day. Psalms 1:1, 1:6, KJV, PSA 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. PSA 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. PSA 1:3 And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. PSA 1:4 The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. PSA 1:5 Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. PSA 1:6 For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. 7 The Bible can only be understood when Holy Spirit reveals it to you, and He will not reveal anything until you have forgiven everyone of everything they have done, and forgiven yourself too. Then the Bible becomes a supernatural encounter into the true world, that is unseen to normal people. I only trust the old King James Bible, and I ignore the words added by man in the italics. You can download the old King James Bible for free from here, https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/alifeisworthliving/, this Bible is a book for life, so do not expect to just read it and pack it away. Read it and reread it and reread it. The purpose of the book I have written is to provide an understanding of why and how you should read the Bible so that you are able to grow correctly and in strength. You will then be able to become a reliable soldier in the army of Jesus Christ, the Church. Enjoy. I have provided the scriptures, using eSword technology, for the first spiritual criteria in this section of the book as both an example and because it is the core to your spiritual survival. How to score, 1 If you have the Excel calculator, you can simply capture scores next to each scripture, and it will do your calculation for you. 2 If you are doing this manually, then the next few pages will explain how to go about calculating. A Start with a score of 10. For the criterion, in this case spiritual survival, eternal salvation, B. As you read through the scriptures associated with a particular criterion, the Holy Spirit will drop situations into your mind. If the Holy Spirit calls to mind one or more situation, S, where you did not do one of the things in the scripture you read, subtract 1 point. Do not subtract more than 1 point per scripture, C. As you think of these things, ask the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to forgive you. Write down what you will do next time on a sheet of paper and find opportunities to do the right thing. D. You will probably only come back to that scripture quite some time in the future, so keep the paper pasted in a book, on a card or written next to the scripture in your Bible so that you can see what you decided to practice when you read these scriptures again. Completing your scorecard, I pray, and ask you to pray that the Holy Spirit will give you the wisdom and the understanding to use the table below, it is quite simple actually. Let's assume I scored on spiritual survival as follows: eternal salvation 10 out of 10, prayer 7 out of 10, quiet time with God 0 out of 10, indwelling of the Holy Spirit 10 out of 10, forgiving all others 9 out of 10. If you add these up, 10 plus 7 plus 0 plus 10 plus 9 equals 36. Total for spiritual survival is therefore 36. We know that each need area is split up into survival, basic, and general needs. Above we have calculated the survival needs. Let us assume that in the same way I scored 22 for the spiritual, basic needs, and 5 for the spiritual, general needs. Referring to the table below, we find how to calculate our scorecard. Multiply the figures as follows: 1, in the block mark survival as shown in the table below, multiplied by 36, which is the number calculated above, times 3, in the block mark spiritual as shown in the table below. That is 1x36x3 equals 108 points of a possible 150, which is 72%. This means that my spiritual survival is not where it should be and I am not walking as right as I should be. I would therefore have to address those areas I marked myself as minus 1. Repeat this process for the basic and general spiritual scores. For additional functionality and online use, the following is a downloadable Microsoft Excel file which hyperlinks to the podcasts, and also provides a means to select your values and it will calculate your results for you. https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/gallery/how_to_measure_your_spirit_left_free_all_right_public.xlsx. Let us assume someone has completed their self-assessment and has come up with their results. You can now see for yourself how far you are from 100%. What is the purpose of this exercise then? You need to know how vulnerable you are to Satan's attacks. You need to know where your weaknesses are so that you can identify brothers and sisters in Christ who can help you strengthen these areas. This is how Satan attacks you. He causes situations, which you must face in the physical area of your life. This will create within you a fear factor. Fear, confusion, lies, distrust are some of Satan's most powerful traps. We need to stay away slash reject these out of our lives. But to get back to it, this fear attacks your thinking and penetrates your being. If you are strong at an emotional level, you may rebuff this fear. If your emotional level is not strong enough, the fear turns to panic. The problem is then perceived as very serious. The panic will penetrate through your emotional layer and to your spiritual layer. If this is not strong enough, you will be vulnerable to serious hurt, and recovery can be a long and difficult process. Another purpose of this exercise is to identify where you are strong. If you are strong spiritually, help those who are weak spiritually. If you are strong emotionally, help those who are weak emotionally, and if you are strong physically, help those who are weak physically. Now you should have a good idea that in fact you are not as strong as you thought you were, or possibly you are in fact stronger than you thought you were. In both these cases you will find that Satan has been lying to you about who and what you actually are. I suggest you throw away the old picture of yourself, which he has used to keep you proud or self-defeated, respectively, and take a look at who you really are. Real Christians are committed to being part of the real body of Jesus Christ. The next step is to identify what you can do about those areas in your life where you could not score yourself 10 out of 10, so that you can reach 100%. Starting with survival, spiritual, emotional, and physical, then address basic needs for all three and then general needs for all three. If you achieve this, then redo this exercise using a concordance/e-sword looking for more scriptures to test yourself against. Reaching 100% does not mean you will no longer be attacked. It simply means you will find it easier to stand when Satan does attack you. You also cannot say that because you did not score well on this self-test that you are not a Christian. Giving your heart to Jesus Christ, asking Him to forgive you, forgiving those who sin against you and being baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is all you require to be a Christian. But if you want to walk in the Spirit and be strong in the Lord, you need to keep growing in these other areas of your life. I have provided the actual scriptures for the spiritual survival section, but the balance you will need to look up in your own Bible. You can download Bible software for free from www.e-sword.net http://www.e-sword.net. If you feel led to donate to supporting the distribution of this free software and God's Word, please do. Details are on the website. In fact, all references in this book are directly copied from this software and are correct according to the written versions. You can also download copies of the Old King James Bible, with, or without the italics, the words added by man, including Boda the written PDFs, as well as the audio versions. The links are as follows: the Old King James Bible 1611 audio, no italics, https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/Old King James Bible 1611 no italics / https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/Old King James Bible 1611 no italics / OKJV 1611, no italics PDF books, https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/pdfs of Old King James Bible 1611 no italics / https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/pdfs of Old King James Bible 1611 no italics / the Old King James Bible 1611 audio zip mp3 files, one per book. https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/oldkingjamesbible/https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/oldkingjamesbible/the-old-king-james-bible-1611 11 MB PDF https://multidimensionalthinkers.com/gallery/old-sign-20-king-sign-20.james_bible_1611_left-1611.pdf My name is William, Rick, Evans and I was born in a small mining town called Evander in South Africa in 1964. My family traveled extensively and seldom remained in one town longer than a year. I lost all friends and stability, I was always the outcast and new kid to tease. I experienced persecution from a very young age. I found that Jesus Christ accepted me just as I was, and I was a horrible child. I grew up in a church-going family, but God was not present in my home. When at the age of 7 I gave my heart to Jesus, His presence moved in. I was baptized 10 years later and have walked with God since then. I have experienced temptation, failure, and defeat. I have sinned and am unworthy of the great forgiveness He gives. I learned of God's grace and I have learned to walk in the Spirit at all times even though so many times I still fall. This is a handbook associated with the book The Army of God. 3 months ago, I had a vision where I was a tree in a garden. The Father was walking in the garden and He came and inspected me, searching for fruit. He turned to the gardener, Jesus Christ, and said, "Where is the fruit on this tree?" The gardener, in pain, replied, "There is none." The Father replied, "Cut it down and throw it in the fire." I was shocked. The gardener replied, "Let me tend and fertilize it, and if it still does not bear fruit, then I will cut it down." The Father accepted this. When just I and the gardener were alone, I asked what fruit the Father was looking for. He replied, "What kind of tree are you?" I replied that I was not sure. He pointed out that I had been given this task to do, and for the last year I had allowed all the concerns and loves of this world to blind me. Now I have finished His work. May this fruit multiply in you, and may you too bear much fruit by walking in the Spirit with God. Escape from eternal death. Read these scriptures, and God will speak into your heart. Accept Him as your Lord and Savior, and forgive everyone of everything, and let God take all that you have ever done wrong and wash you clean of it with the blood of Jesus Christ, the only way to get sinfulness off a person's spirit. Then forgive yourself, because God will not be able to remember what is forgiven either. Enjoy Jesus Christ. The Bible book of Matthew 24 verses 3 to 51, reads as follows, "And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what the sign of Thy coming, and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in My name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, see that ye be not troubled, for all must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes, in divers places. All these the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for My name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here Christ, or there, believe not. For there shall arise false Christs, and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth, behold, in the secret chambers, believe not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree, when his branch is yet tender, and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer nigh, so likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour know it no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came, and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Two grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed that servant, whom his Lord when he cometh shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looked not for and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible book of Mark 10 verses 23 to 31, reads as follows, And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus looking upon them saith, With men impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all, and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many first shall be last, and the last first. The Bible Book of March 16 verses 14-16, reads as follows, Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go yet into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. The Bible Book of Luke 13 verses 23-30, reads as follows, Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are, then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are, depart from me, all workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets, in the kingdom of God, and you thrust out. And they shall come from the east, and the west, and from the north, and the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And, behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The Bible Book of Luke 18 verses 18-30, reads as follows, And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None good, save one, God. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these have I kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard said, Who then can be saved? And he said, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all, and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come life everlasting. The Bible Book of Matthew 25 verses 1-46, reads as follows, Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 foolish. They that foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For as a man travelling into a far country, called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made other 5 talents. And likewise he that 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth, and hid his lord's money. After a long time the lord of those servants cometh, and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents, behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents, behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed, and I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth, lo, thou hast thine. His lord answered and said unto him, Wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me, I was sick, and ye visited me, I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed or thirsty, and gave drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took in? Or naked, and clothed? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, for I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did not to one of the least of these, ye did not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The Bible book of John 3 verses 1 to 18, reads as follows, There was a man of the Pharisees, named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, The same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb, and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe, if I tell you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The Bible book of John 3 verses 34 to 36, reads as follows, For he whom God hath sent speak the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure the Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The Bible book of John 4 verses 30 to 38, reads as follows, Then they went out of the city, and came unto him. In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him to eat? Jesus saith unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, There are yet 4 months, and cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, Lift up your eyes, and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that sow it and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, One sow it, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. The Bible book of John 5 verses 19 to 30, reads as follows, Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doth, these also doth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and sheweth him all things that himself doth, and he will shew him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead, and quickeneth even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, So hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of mine own self do nothing, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. The Bible book of John 6 verses 27 to 40, reads as follows, Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign shewest thou then, that we may see, and believe thee? What dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life, he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son, and believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Bible book of John 6 verses 43 to 48, reads as follows, Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me, except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard, and hath learned of the Father, cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. The Bible book of John 6 verses 53 to 69, reads as follows, Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna, and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard said, This is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing, the words that I speak unto you, are Spirit, and are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. From that many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. The Bible book of John 10 verses 24 to 30, reads as follows, Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave me, is greater than all, and no is able to pluck out of my Father's hand. I and Father are one. The Bible book of John 12 verses 23 to 50, reads as follows, And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come, that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be, if any man serve me, him will Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, I have both glorified, and will glorify again. The people therefore, that stood by, and heard, said that it thundered, others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever, and how sayest thou, The Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you, for he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Esaias the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Esaias said again, He hath blinded their eyes, and hardened their heart, that they should not see with eyes, nor understand with heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Esaias, when he saw his glory, and spake of him. Nevertheless among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words, and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me, and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting, whatsoever I speak therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. The Bible book of John 17 verses 1 to 26, reads as follows, These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one, as we. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name, those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovedst me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Bible book of 1 John 5 verses 1 to 20, reads as follows, Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God, and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that, If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God, and eternal life.